sur le trottoir.
Please see him.
梅雪争春未肯降，骚人莫克费平章。梅雪逊雪三分白，雪却输梅一段香。这一首诗里头谈到说，这个梅花跟白雪，在这个冬天结束，春天来临的时候，很漂亮。This
poem that describes how when the cherry blossoms juxtaposition with melting snow, it creates a very beautiful scenery.
好像在比赛啊，看谁比较漂亮。
It's almost as if they're competing with each other to see which one's more beautiful.
那很多啊，这些写诗的也好，写文章的也好，就在那边做裁判。哎，梅花比较漂亮，这个说不是，是白雪比较漂亮。
And there are many poets who will watch the scenery and debate with each other to see whether it's the cherry blossom or the snow that appears to be more beautiful.
那谁也不让谁。And
they wouldn't see to each other's positions.
但是呢，这个梅花再怎么白呀，不可能比白雪来的白。But
no matter how white a cherry blossom may appear to be, they will never appear to be whiter than the snow itself.
但是白雪再怎么漂亮，却没有香味，不像梅花一样。But
no matter how nice the snow looks, it will never have the fragrance that the cherry blossom may have.
那这个在告诉我们什么呢？
So what does this tell us?
在告诉我们，每一个人都有他的优点。
It tells us that each person have their own advantages and
那每一个人也有他的局限。
And each person also have their own limitations.
所以我们在服侍主，在做圣工的时候，也必须要明白这一点。
And this is something that we should remember when we serve the Lord.
我们来看哥林多前书。
Let's first listen to First Corinthians.
第一章。
First Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书1章12节到13节。
Chapter 1, verse 12 and 13.
12节，我的意思就是你们个人说，我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属基法的，我是属基督的。 13节。
Verse 13.
基督是分开的吗？ 保罗为你们钉了十字架吗？ 你们是奉保罗的名受的洗吗？ 这里谈到哥林多教会。 他们有这个纷争结党的情形。Here
it talks about the situation in the Corinthian church, how they had arguments and disputes among the membership.
那原因就出在说，高举人。And
the reason for the disagreement is because they chose to raise up men.
为什么会高举人？因为那他们所高举的那些人，确实有他们的恩赐，他们的长处。Why
did they choose to raise up other the members of their own, because they felt that they have their own, they had things that they were worthy of praise.
那为什么会攻击人？
Then why do they attack other people?
因为对方这个彼此所高举的人也有他们的限制。
Because the people that the other parties were raising up had their own limitations and weaknesses.
所以说用 这一边的长处去攻击那一边的这个缺点。
So they use the strength of the person that they're raising up to argue against the weaknesses of the other people.
那所以就造成教会的分裂。
And this caused the church to be divided.
那我们晓得，在圣工上，有很多时候并不是一种恩赐，这是一个人，甚至是 一段时间就能够做得好，就能够达成那个目标。
We understand in holy work, even if somebody has a particular talent, doesn't mean that the holy work can be accomplished in a very brisk amount of time.
就像我们这个世界一样，是讲分工、讲合作的。
Even in this world, we speak of cooperation and dividing up tasks.
比如说在一个这个家具的工厂里头。
For example, in the factory producing furniture.
一个只负责拴螺丝的工人啊。
There are workers that only focus on fastening screws.
他就不需要去管说这个家具的木材是哪里买的。
That person won't have to be concerned about where they get the wood from.
因为啊，那个有采购的部门在负责的。
Because the people who focus on gathering the wood.
那他也不需要去管说为什么这个家具要设计成这种样子。
And he wanted to be concerned with why is the furniture be designed in a particular manner.
因为那个有设计部门的人在负责。
Because the people in the design division is in charge of that.
他也不需要烦恼说啊，这个家具将来要卖到哪里去。
And he wanted to worry about where will the furniture be sold to later on.
因为那个有销售部门在负责。
Because that's taken care of by the marketing sector.
他甚至也不用烦恼说啊，万一客户不满意 complain 的时候要怎么办呢？
And he wanted to be worried when if the customers are not satisfied with the final product and complain.
那个有客户服务部门在负责。
That's taken care of by the customer services.
所以他所要做的就是好好的把螺丝锁好。
And all he had to be focused on is just making sure that everything is screwed in tightly.
确实的，每一颗螺丝都有锁。
Make sure everything is tight.
因为啊，他如在他这个锁螺丝的这个环节上，如果出了差错，那会影响到整体的公司的这个产品跟公司的形象。
Because if he was to make mistakes in his job, then that would affect the quality of the overall product.
这个叫做分工跟合作。
And this is called delegation and cooperation.
就是因为这样子。圣灵也把不同的恩赐随着他的意思分给每一个不同的人。
Likewise, the Holy Spirit had many gifts and he divides it up among the believers.
我们看哥林多前书。
Now let's look at 1 Corinthians.
12章。
1 Corinthians chapter 12.
12章的第四节。
Chapter 12 verse 4.
四节，恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位。第五节，执事也有分别，主却是一位。六节，功用也有分别，神却是一位，在众人里面运行一切的事。第七节，圣灵显在个人身上，是叫人得益处。我们跳过来看十一节。
Let's jump to verse 11.
十一节，这一切都是这位圣灵所运行，随己意分给个人的。在这里，告诉我们恩赐是从圣灵来的。
Here, these verses tell us that the gifts that we get are from the Holy Spirit.
目的是要让每一个人都得到好处。
And they're given with the goal that the entire membership may be edified.
在这个耶稣基督的身体里头得造就，得成长。
And that we can all grow as members of the body of Jesus Christ.
那就既然是这样子
，If that is the case,
那我们就不能够像哥林多教会一样。
We should not learn from the deeds of the Corinthian church.
因为标榜这个个人的恩赐，影响到彼此的服事跟同心。
Because the way they label and compare the gifts of various believers and workers, it affects the holy work of the church.
以下我们就举一个实际的例子来看看。
Now let's look at a real life example.
我们来看路加福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke.
第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章三十八节到四十二节。
Chapter 10 from verse 38 to 42.
三十八节，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。三十九节，他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。四十节，马大事后的事多，心里蛮乱，就进前来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人侍候你，侍候你不在意吗？”请吩咐他来帮助我。四十一节。
41.
耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰。”四十二节。
42.
但是不可少的只有一件。 玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。啊，这里谈到说主耶稣跟他的门徒来到这个马大玛利亚的村庄。
Here describe how Jesus and his disciples came to the village that Martha and Mary lived in.
马大就接待耶稣跟他的门徒到他家里去去接受招待。
Martha then invited Jesus and his disciples to her house.
她有一个妹妹叫玛利亚。
Now she has a sister named Mary.
可能因着两姐妹不同的个性所以他们的服侍也不一样。
The sisters may have different personalities, so their method of servitude was also different.
这个玛利亚在客厅那边接待耶稣坐着听耶稣讲道。
Mary received Jesus in her living room and sat down and listened to him speak.
那玛利亚就到厨房里面去准备等一下要吃的这个丰盛的菜肴。
As for Martha, she went to the kitchen and prepared a meal that Jesus and his disciples would later eat.
这本来是一个很美的搭配跟侍奉。
It would have been a very good complementary servitude.
各依照自己的恩赐来服侍耶稣。
Where each served Jesus according to their own gifts.
但是在这个时候就问题来了。
But then problems arose.
这个马大，他因为事情多，心里就忙乱。
But Martha had much things to prepare, and her heart became worried.
就发起怨言来啊。
And then she began to complain.
跟耶稣讲说啊，我妹妹留我一个人服侍哈，你不在乎吗？请叫她来帮我。
She asked Jesus, "Are you not concerned that?" My sister has left me to do all this work by myself. Tell her to help me.
我们经常对于这个马大，我们会有这个错误的这个责备
Sometimes we may unfairly blame Martha for her words.
认为说你看马大就是服侍没有在听道理所以主耶稣不喜欢他责备他。
We may say that Martha.Was only focused on servitude. She didn't want to listen to Jesus' words, so Jesus was right to say Mary was right.
那玛利亚被主耶稣称赞，就是因为她在听道理
And Mary was praised by Jesus because she chose to listen to him speak.
所以我们到教会就是什么事情都不要做，听道理就好了。
So in that case, we should, when we come to church, we shouldn't have to focus on doing anything. We just sit there and listen to the sermon.
那这样就会被主耶稣称赞。
That we will be praised by the Lord Jesus.
这样你只对一半没有全部对
But you think that we only have right.
马大之所以会被主耶稣责备，不是因为他服侍。
Martha was corrected by Jesus not because of the fact that she was serving.
而是在于他发怨言攻击同工。
But it was because she chose to complain and attack her coworker.
那为什么他会发怨言呢
？Now, why caused her to complain?
因为他心里不平衡。
Because her heart was not balanced.
为什么都我在做
？All she thought was, why was I the only one that's doing all the work?
那别人怎么都不做，不跟我一样
？And why don't other people be like me and also help me?
所以换句话说，在马大的心里头他认为只有他的服侍。才能够算得上是服侍。
So in her heart, she felt like only her servitude can actually count as servitude.
只有在这个厨房咚咚咚咚咚锵锵锵锵锵这个才算
And only if you work and labor in the kitchen can your service be counted as servitude.
那在这个像我妹妹在那个客厅坐在那边听到那个不算服侍的。
And if somebody like Mary chooses just to sit and listen to Jesus speak, then that does not count.
这个是马大为什么会发怨言这个心里不平衡的原因。
And this is the reason why Martha chose to complain.
因为在他的认知上，在他的理解上，他只看见自己的服侍才算是服侍。
Because to her knowledge, only the type of servitude she performed can actually be counted as servitude.
那再来。他大可以自己去 去跟玛利亚讲啊，说妹妹、哦、我忙不过来啊，你来帮我一下好吗？
It's another thing that she could have done, which was just to come over to her sister and ask and request her assistance.
哦，但是她却是告诉耶稣啊。
But rather, she chose to talk to Jesus directly.
哦，并且是用控告的方法哦。
And she done so in an accusing manner.
哦，我妹妹哦，啊，留下我一个来侍候，你不在意吗？
She asked Jesus, "My sister had abandoned me to force me to prepare everything by myself. Are you not?"
哦，这个言下之意好像是耶稣害的了、哦。
And she felt that it was Jesus that caused this to happen.
哦，耶稣害我一个人，哦，忙得要死。
She felt that it was Jesus that caused her to be so busy when she served.
哦，所以一切的错啊，都是耶稣的错。
She concluded that all this wrong was caused by Jesus himself.
我们想想看哦，如果你是主耶稣的话，你会不会觉得说，这个好关我什么事情？
Now you are Jesus, what are your response be? Will you feel like this is my business?
哦，你们不是很乐意在接待我，怎么现在变成我来好像是我的错？
You might say that, didn't you agree to take me to your house? Now why you view as everything...All the troubles is of my fault.
哦，那个原本要接待耶稣的好意啊，哦，现在仿佛变成主耶稣你来是你的错，害我们吵架了。
Now originally the joy that came with welcoming Jesus into the house is replaced by complaining that all the problems in the house is caused by Jesus himself. 哦，
所以有时候我们在服侍哦。
So sometimes when we serve.
哦，如果我们只是看见自己而已。
If we only see ourselves,
哦，没有看到别人的服侍。
And we fail to take note of other people's servitude.
哦，啊，也许我们认为说别人做的都不算，哦，或者是别人呐，啊，哦，他没有那个程度，没有那个资格，没有那个灵性来做我这种服侍。
You may feel that the servitude of other people don't count, and whatever they do, they haven't done with their heart, and therefore should not be counted as servitude.
哦。但是，当我们没有办法、哦、去承担、哦、我们自己的服事的时候，我们又会反过来、哦、去抱怨、哦、为什么人家不帮忙。
If we hold this kind of thought, then when we are overwhelmed by our own servitude, then we will only resort to complaining that why other people aren't helping me.
哦，那到最后啊，哦，不但没有因为我们的侍奉让我们得到好处。反而因为我们的服事而败坏了自己。
Then our servitude will no longer be a source of blessing, but rather a stumbling block for ourselves.
哦，侍奉越多，哦，怨言越多；侍奉越多，败坏越多。
And the more we serve, the more we complain. The more we complain, the more we harm ourselves spiritually.
哦，我们来看传道书哦。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes.
传道书的第五章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
第五章第一节
Chapter 5 verse 1
五章一节你到神的殿要谨慎脚步因为敬虔听胜过愚昧人的献祭他们本不知道所做的是恶第二节
Verse 2
你在神面前不可冒失开口也不可以心急发言因为神在天上你在地下所以你的言语要寡少、哦、在这里啊这个告诉我们哦，来到神的面前。
He tells us what we should be aware of when we come before God.
哦，应当要谨慎哦。
We should be watchful and guard our steps.
啊，要服侍神之前呢、啊，要能够先知道哦，这个服侍的方法、动机、态度。
And before we serve, we should be aware of the way we serve and our motivations.
哦，那不然哦，就没有办法哦。献上合神悦纳的祭物、啊、
Otherwise, we will not be able to give a sacrifice that is pleasing to God.
哦，能够蒙神哦纪念啊的这个哦这个服事。
And God will not be able to remember our servitude.
哦，所以这个马大哦，哎，他发怨言。
So Martha, she complained.
哦，因为啊，他只看到自己的服事。
She complained because she only saw her own servitude.
哦，她只认为自己那个才是服事。
And she felt that only her servitude counts.
哦，那在这里哦，告诉我们，他让他这个心里不平衡的原因，是因为哦，事多心这个哦，事多心里忙乱。
But here we can see what caused her heart to be troubled is because she had too many tasks to handle by herself.
哦，耶稣对他说哦，是因为许多的事烦思虑烦扰。
So Jesus tells her that you are troubled by all the things that you have to do.
哦，啊，这个也告诉我们哦，在我们的服事哦，必须要有计划哦，必须啊要按部就班。
So it teaches us that when we serve, we need to have a plan and be willing to delegate responsibilities to other people.
哦，工作的方法哦，工作的啊这个哦啊。计划能够帮助我们让我们在服事当中能够不至于这个不至于因为事情多失去了方向失去了这个方寸。
And we should design the method and direction of our work in such a way so that we will not lose faith when we become overwhelmed by our servitude.
所以为什么在教会里头必须要有组织必须要有这个制度。
So why is there a need for order in the church?
它就是来帮助我们在服事当中我们有方向有次序。
It allows us to have a sense of direction and when we serve.
不会啊说因为事情一多了就乱甚至就烦了。
And as a result, when we're overwhelmed by the tasks that we do, we will not lose any sense of order.
那失去那个服事的喜乐，取而代之的是不平安跟不满。
That way, we won't lose the joy that comes with servitude, and will not get any sense of frustration.
所以在这里我们看到马大他的忙跟忙他因为忙碌结果这个失去了一个正确的看见。
Because Martha was so busy that she lost her sense of servitude.
那接下来我们看玛利亚
Now let's look at Mary.
玛利亚在主耶稣的这个座前听耶稣讲道。
Mary was sitting in front of and sitting next to Jesus, listening to him speak.
那当她的姐姐在主的面前指责她的不是的时候。
And when Martha came to Jesus to accuse her.
我们也没看到说玛利亚为自己有任何的辩护。
Mary did not speak at all to defend herself.
她没有说姐姐你这样太过分了。
She did not say to her sister that her complaining was inappropriate.
你不知道坐在这边听耶稣讲到很辛苦我都快打瞌睡了。
She did not say that it's so hard to listen to Jesus and I'm almost falling asleep here.
她没有为自己辩护
She did not bring her own defense.
可见她非常的享受。
Apparently, she was enjoying herself.
她享受她的服事以及她服事所带来的帮助果效。
She was enjoying her own servitude and the fruit that it brings.
她从她的服事当中她得到造就跟帮助。
So from her own servitude, she was able to gain spiritual edification.
在约翰福音十二章那里
If we look at the Gospel of John chapter 12
记载说主耶稣再一次的来到他们家里这个时候玛利亚打破这个玉瓶浇这个真拿达香膏在耶稣身上
Mary after Jesus visited her home again she broke a jar of perfume and poured it on the feet of Jesus
那甚至引起那个卖主的犹大那个心里贪心的犹大他的攻击说哇浪费浪费
This caused Judas who later betrayed Jesus to complain that she had wasted a good bottle of perfume
如果这一罐香膏高在周传道身上那真的是浪费了
Now if that jar of perfume was to be poured out on me then that truly would be a waste
但是浇在耶稣身上就不同了
But you pour it onto the body of Jesus that's another story
那为什么玛利亚她知道他要浇在耶稣身上。
Now, why does Mary know to do this?
毫无保留的。 毫不吝惜的整罐浇在耶稣身上。
She held nothing back and poured an entire jar of perfume onto Jesus.
想必啊，跟他听耶稣讲道的过程当中，他对耶稣有真正的认识跟看见。
To show that she has true knowledge of Jesus.
甚至这个胜过跟随耶稣三年多的门徒。
And she knew him and appreciated him even more than the disciples that have been following him for 3 years.
所以我们对玛利亚我们也不要有错误的一个错误的这个称赞
But we should not have mistaken praise for Mary.
玛利亚就是坐着听到主耶稣称赞她，所以我们就坐着听到。
Just because she received praise from Jesus doesn't mean that all we had to do when we come to church just to listen to him speak.
玛利亚不是光听到，她还听进去，她还听明白了。
Not only did she listen to what Jesus said, she took in his words and obeyed accordingly.
她听清楚，听明白，她有所行动，来回应她所明白的道理。
She kept his word in mind and acted it out in her life.
这个才是玛利亚她从听到里头得到的好处。
And this was the benefit that Mary received from listening to Jesus speak.
今天我们是光光坐着听到，没有任何的行道。
Today we're just sitting here listening to the words and we're not in the process of acting the sermon out.
那这样我们所听的道理仅只是这个理智上知识层面的而已。
If we don't act out what we here, then all that we gain is knowledge.
没有办法进到我们的生命里头。
And this knowledge is unable to enter into our lives.
能够成为我们信仰生活的一部分。
And become part of our spiritual deeds.
所以玛利亚她不是单单听到，她也行道。
So not only did Mary just listen to the word, but she acted the word out.
这也是主耶稣称赞她所得着的。
And this is why Jesus chose to praise her.
主耶稣对玛利亚说，对马大说，不可少的只有一件。
Jesus told Martha that only one thing is needed.
玛利亚已经选择那上好的。
And Mary has chosen what is better.
是不能够夺去的。
And that something better is not something that can be taken away from her.
所以耶稣所说的这个不可少的这个上好的福分，这个是没办法夺走的，那到底是什么东西啊？
So what's the thing that cannot be taken away from her?
什么东西？玛利亚从主耶稣那边得到那个不可缺少的那个上好的福分，是没办法被人家拿走的。耶稣在讲的这个是什么？
What is Jesus referring to when he said that Mary had chosen the one thing that'sneeded and that's better and that cannot be taken away.
这个就是真理生命之道。
And that is the truth, which is the gospel of life.
也就是得救的福音。
And this gospel is what leads us to salvation.
那个是不可少的。
And that's the one thing that cannot be lacked.
是最好的。
And that is the best.
而且是拿不走的。
And it cannot be taken away.
是没有办法被取代的。
And it cannot be substituted.
所以玛利亚她借着听到。
So through listening to the word.
她明白所听的道。
Mary understood.
她实践她所听的道。
And she acted it out.
她得着了那个不能够少的那个最好的，没有办法被替代的。
By this she received what the one thing that's needed and cannot be lacked and cannot be taken away.
那这个不可少的最好的福分，没有办法被取代的，借着玛利亚的服事来得到的。
And Mary truly received this when through her servitude.
所以我们再回到我们一开始所讲的那个竞争的这种态度。
Now let's go back to the competitive attitude that we were discussing at the beginning.
那个竞争让原本一个马大玛利亚这个 最好的搭配，最好的服饰，哦，变成哦这相互的，变成了马这个一种，哦，变马大攻击他妹妹，哦。
Let's look at the comparison that led to the beautiful complementary servitude of Martha and Mary to be something that became a point of contention.
哦，那今天哦，我们都年轻哦，因为我们年轻，所以难免我们在我们的服事当中，多少会有这种比赛竞争，哦啊的这种，甚至嫉妒哈啊纷争啊的这个情况会发生。
Today, as youth, it is.Quite possible that we may have a competitive spirit when we serve God together.
哦，那我们要怎么避免呢？
Now, how we avoid having jealousy and contention with each other?
哦，我们来看腓立比书。
Let's look at the book of Philippians.
腓立比书二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
二章第三节。
Chapter 2, verse 3.
三节，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑。个人看别人比自己强，啊，在这里要告诉我们哦，啊，要怎么样啊，能够啊看别人比自己强。
Here it teaches us how to look upon others as being better than ourselves.
哦，能够避免结党，避免贪图虚浮的荣耀。
And avoid stealing other people's glory.
啊，就是心存谦卑。
And that method is humility.
哦，谦卑。哦，才能够真正看到别人的优点。
Only through humility can we see and accept other people's strengths.
哦，才能够不贪图那个虚浮的荣耀。
And as a result, we will not be so ambitious as to steal the glory of other people.
哦，我们再来看彼得前书的五章五节。
Now let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5.
彼得前书五章第五节。
First Peter chapter 5, verse 5.
五节，你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。在这里，再一次的告诉我们要谦卑。
Here it reminds us once again to be humble.
哦，因为唯有真正的谦卑，才能够做到彼此的顺服。
Because only through true humility can we learn to submit to one another.
哦，哦，才能够啊，哦，让这个教会的圣工哦，在彼此顺服哦，在这个免去的哦这个敬哦这个贪图虚名。哦，结党纷争的情况之下，哦，而被啊这个建立起来。
And through true submission, we'll be able to get rid of the attitudes of jealousy and competition, and allow the holy work of the church to grow.
哦，所以求主耶稣帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
哦，让我们的服事哦都能够蒙神的纪念跟悦纳。
So that and all that we do for God, we may be remembered.
哦，让我们的侍奉。哦，都能够啊，真正的啊，达到目标。
So that we can accomplish what we set to do when we serve.
哦，我们一起到前面来祷告。
Let's come forward and pray.